Hello everyone, welcome back to Peer Pressure with Alex Casey. We also have Layla in the studio today.
Hello.
Today our show is focused on female rock stars because this month marks the beginning of,
Women's History Month.
So we have some rock stars of today, some rock stars from a couple decades ago. Some things that maybe are a little outside of the rock genre, but we're going with
it. If you're a woman, it counts. So that was, to kick us off, that was Bad Reputation by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I picked that one because that was the theme song of one of my favorite shows, Freaks and Geeks, and I think...
Oh, that's such a good show.
Great show. It should not have been canceled, but...
I need to rewatch that.
It really marked the start of a lot of, like, those careers for those actors. Gone too soon.
That's true. Next up we have Ironic by Alanis Morissette. We saw her at Ocean's Calling a few years ago and she put on a super fun show, and I feel like she had to be included in this week's lineup, so this is Ironic.
A death row pardon, 2 minutes too late, and isn't it ironic, don't you think? It's like rain.
Ride on your board.
Now go stand in the corner and think about what you did.
Looking faster than you could say sabotage. I never saw it coming, wouldn't have suspected it. I underestimated just who I was dealing with. She had to know the pain was beating on me like a drum. She underestimated just who she was stealing from. She's not a saint and she's not what you think. She's an actress, well, but she's better known for the things that she does on the mattress. Psycho, cause I like to rhyme her name with things. But sophistication isn't what you wear or who you know, or pushing people down to get you where you wanna go. I didn't teach you that in prep school, so it's up to me. But no amount of vintage dresses gives you dignity. She's not a saint and she's not what you think. She's an actress, whoa. She's better known for the things that she does on the mattress.
And that was, of course, Better Than Revenge by Taylor Swift. She had to be included.
She had a short-lived rock era. I still think that there was potential for it to come back. There was the, like, highly conspirized, whatever,
her
Karma album that was supposed to be, like, full-on punk rock that she was supposed to...
And then she got everyone so excited released a song called Karma. She has a great kind of rock version of We Are Never Getting Back Together. Mm. I think it's live from Sydney. And she has the pole and she, like, bangs it on the metal. It's a great, great live performance. You should go check it out.
Yes, and that was from her Speak Now album, which is very much like 2008. Just like punk rock was the thing back then, and I know she took a lot of inspiration from Fall Out Boy, from Paramore. So we had to include some Paramore, solely for the one and only Hayley Williams. So here is Misery Business. We'll be right back.
she yelling for? Lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are when we're driving in your car and you're talking to me one-on-one, but you become somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like a fool to me. Tell me why the hell they gonna make things so complicated. I see the way you're acting like you're somebody else gets me frustrated. Life's like this, you fall and you crawl. Like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become.
What happens when
So that was Bust Your Windows by Jasmine Sullivan. And before that, you heard Complicated by Avril Lavigne off of her 2008 album Let Go. I think I found Bust Your Windows off of Glee. And honestly, it's a great rendition of it, but the original is amazing. Ever since I found it, I've been listening to it. It's been a constant on all my playlists. I love that song. Now we're going to go for a bit of a throwback because we've been living in the 2000s for most of the beginning of the show.
We're going back in time.
Going back. So I feel like this is a classic woman rock star, Courtney Love from Hole. This is Celebrity Skin.
Oh, make me over. I'm all I want. Look at my face.
So that was Celebrity Skin by Hole, followed by One of the Living by Tina Turner, who was known as the Queen of Rock and Roll. That song came out in 1985, and it was made for the Mad Max Thunderdome soundtrack. Ooh. So I thought that might be a fun one to throw in there. But next we have Human by The Pretenders, followed by Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks.
We played The Pretenders on our 1980s Stranger Things show, so
they're
back. It's a common theme for the show. We play the same artists.
And the days go by like a strand in the wind, in the
And that was Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks.
Lastly, for our, like, 80s little portion of it, is not an 80s song necessarily. It's a cover it's a Blondie song, Heart of Glass, covered by Miley Cyrus, that she performed at the 2020 iHeartRadio Music Festival. And I was just looking at it, and that was, like, during peak COVID time, so there were actually no fans there. It was all just, like, virtual screens of fans, which I think is so interesting. But this cover went, like, viral on TikTok.
Yeah, it got a lot of attention.
Very, very good. So this is originally by Blondie, Heart of Glass. Now it's by Miley.
Speech problems. Who's got them? If you're worried about that class presentation, come on down to the Oral Communication Center, or OCC for short. We offer support for students who need help with their communication and public speaking skills. We're based in the Skinner Building in room 2117 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But if you need a little help in the afternoon, we're in McKeldin Library room 2111 after 4 p.m. Go to umd.mywconline.net to schedule an appointment, but walk-ins are always welcome. See you there.
Okay, and to wrap up our show, we're going to do some more modern girl rock stars. So starting off, we have, of course, Boy Genius, which consists of Phoebe Bridgers, Julian Baker, and Lucy Dacus. This is Satanist.
Smash me.
And that was Satanist by Boy Genius. I was just telling Casey that there's a really funny interview in the Argus on Argus series where two artists interview each other, and Lucy Dacus from Boy Genius interviewed Janelle Monáe. And it was a good interview. I recommend watching it. But there's a really funny encounter in it where I think Lucy asked Janelle like what her like the most inspiring live performance she's seeing is. And she was being serious, and she said that she time traveled back to the 70s to see David Bowie perform Ziggy Stardust. And she said it was like a really transformative experience. And you can just see Lucy Dacus' face as she's sitting there in the interview room, like, what is going on? And it's a really funny interview.
Alex just showed me a clip of it, and I was literally laughing out loud. Everyone watch it right now.
So next up, we have Ballad of a Homeschool Girl by Olivia Rodrigo. I really think that Olivia Rodrigo is the future of this punk, rock, pop,
she's
blend
back,
and
yeah.
I love one of the reasons I love her and her music is that I feel like her brand feels very authentic to her, and it's just like who she is as a person. All of her songs are very honest, and she has a pretty good blend of fun like rocky punk songs and also a lot of ballads. And I feel like a lot of people only know her for her ballads, but there's some really good more rock inspired songs. So this is Ballad of a Homeschool Girl off of her second album Guts.
Searching how to start a conversation on a website.
I talked to the top guy, swore it was his type. Guess that he was making out with boys the whole night.
Everything I do is tragic. Every guy I like is gay. The morning after I panic.
Yeah.
This has been Peer Pressure Radio. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for our Women's Month special.
We're going to close things out with Chapel Roang, who is just taking over the pop world right now. Mm-hmm. So probably this is one of her most popular songs. This is Pink Pony Club. Great song.
The girls love it.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. If Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me, will make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh, mama, I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where Tennessee, awesome.